The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I want to talk about living in an uppity neighborhood now and some confusion that went down with groceries being delivered to my casa house. What was in the groceries that had the driver confused? Let's talk about it on Friday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I like saying that I live in an uppity neighborhood because I wasn't born into an uppity neighborhood.
We definitely don't live in the projects anymore.
No. And you know what, Automatic? And I have lived in government housing. And the house that I grew up in, I spent a lot of my childhood in, was built by my grandfather. It was adobe, built by his hands. It was the barrio, all of that good stuff. I'm proud of being in an uppity neighborhood. Now, when I order my groceries, I don't think they're uppity neighborhood contents because the delivery driver was confused by the contents. I had Hatch green chile. I had about 3 pounds of jalapenos, some serranos, and we were walking the dogs coming up to the house. He was leaving, and Otto said, no, no, those are our groceries.
He was taking the groceries away from the house.
He was taking them.
And I was like, no, 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 those are ours. Let's go to our house.
And he didn't speak any English, and so I started speaking Spanish to him. No, señor, son de nosotros. Esos son de nosotros. And he said, oh, in Spanish. Now it makes sense.
What does that mean?
Those are our groceries. Those are the groceries I ordered.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there you go.
But when I spoke in Spanish, he said, oh, now I understand. I never thought in this neighborhood anybody would want that much chile. Why is somebody who lives in this neighborhood buying all this jalapeno? And I get it.
I'm sure when he saw me, he didn't think I needed all the jalapenos.
Well, you've had that happen automatically. You were getting jalapenos at the grocery store, and the woman checking you out said, what do you need all these for? And he's like, because I eat salsa every week.
That's like reverse profiling almost a little bit, right?
It is. That's right.
He drove by the neighborhood. He's like, nah, this is too bland for a neighborhood for this many chilies. That's funny.
It kind of is reverse profiling, but because he delivers groceries in that part of the town, and he probably doesn't see a lot of Latinos.
Yeah, well, to your delivery drivers way more than I do.
He can't take my chile. I need it to make salsa.
The only reason we had the whole conversation was because he was trying to drive off with our groceries, and I was like, we don't have any food in the house.
I need salsa. Otto can't live without salsa. But I did feel a sense of pride because also we just had this house built, and gentlemen who were working on the house all spoke Spanish, and we were doing a walkthrough. Nobody ever talks to them, you know, and I started talking to them and saying, hey, it's beautiful in Spanish, I love the house, and they said to me, we're so proud of you, we're going to take extra care of your house and do the most.
And then they realized that it was Dana Cortez, and they're like, oh my God, we listen to the radio.
But anyway, I just felt a little pride, and I thought I'd mention that this morning, you know. Moving on up, baby. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and start with National Barbie Doll Day.
Hey.
She moved on up.
She's 65.
65 years old, and they say 58 million Barbies are sold every single year.
Dang. I believe it. I never had a genuine Barbie, but I appreciate the fact that she was single and doing her thing, working, having Corvettes and mansions when it wasn't cool.
Top 5 toy of all time. And we also have National Lazy Moms Day. Now, this is encouraging the moms to take some time off. Enjoy the weekend if you can after the busy comeback from Labor Day. And we also wrap it up on National Read a Book Day.
This is a big deal. Do people read anymore?
I'm trying to get Pizza Hut to bring back the book club for adults.
You know what? Whatever motivates you, dude. Whatever motivates you.
Automatic. I suggested it in a sales meeting the other day.
I think it would increase the intelligence of all of us here in this country.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Obviously, people always want to find out what happened to so-and-so couple on a down of the DM. This is when we break down the biggest down of the DMs. We're going to talk about Katie, who hit me up about her man Miguel. You remember him?
Yeah.
He was trying to talk to an old girlfriend. Listen.
This boy liked a photo of his ex-girlfriend on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I swear, this girl has been trying to take my man from the jump.
Wait, hold on. Take your man. Has she been after him, or what are you?
See, she thinks he messed with me while they were together. So she has been trying to get me back from day one.
100% Katie saw Miguel was on his ex Karina's Instagram page liking her photos. All right, that doesn't mean anything's happening.
It's not a good sign, though. No. You can't be caught liking the ex's photos, dog.
Turns out it's not a good sign. I'm pretending to be Miguel's cousin. I'm calling his ex, Karina, and what happened next shocked everybody. Is he there?
Oh, hold on.
Who is that? Who is it?
I don't know. Your cousin.
It's me, stupid. You really went over there. You were house.
Hold on, Miguel. This is a down of the DM. My name is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show. You're at your ex's house. What are you doing?
I told you to leave him alone, didn't I? He is
hold on, girl.
Me, you idiot. Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Damn, you mad?
That man, Miguel, is inside Karina's house, and now these two women start going at each other. This was like craziness, because what upset me the most is they're fighting for Miguel.
Damn.
You got Katie saying, girl, you trying to get me back. You got Karina saying, oh, whatever, he's in my house and blah, blah, blah. Hey, what? Listen,
I know he's the bad guy in this story, but that part's kind of cool.
He feels Miguel. Like he's winning.
Yeah, Miguel, as a guy, I'm like kind of like, you know what, a little bit, dude. This is kind of cool. A little. Just
two
little.
Women should never fight over one.
Just like a, two be a men rule. Should never fight over one woman there either.
And but why does it happen? I am so ashamed.
Because your pride gets hurt.
No.
And that's why this woman is like, I'm going to get you back because her pride is hurt. She doesn't really want him back. Why would you want somebody back who's at his ex-girlfriend's house?
Because you feel beaten down. You feel like, I have to be with this person. If I'm not with them, I'm not anybody. I did it. I put up with somebody who would cheat on me constantly. And it wasn't until...
Wasn't me. Let's make that clear.
No, it wasn't automatic. It wasn't DJ automatic. But it wasn't until I knew he'd had... Well, this is the second woman I knew he'd had in our bed that I finally left.
What?
I know. Automatic's like, who were you?
Damn.
I was a crazy person who didn't, I guess, love myself. I had no self-worth.
I could literally never see that happening in our relationship.
Oh, it would never happen now, honey.
Nope.
Ever. So don't even think about it, DJ Automatic.
That's why you're always doing laundry, because you had to like change those sheets out a lot.
I had to wash the blankets.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I
gross.
Did.
Ew. Damn, sister, you've come a long way.
Have you ever stayed? God. And you look back now, ladies, you're like, what was I thinking? Call now, 877-730-DCS1, or text us. We'll discuss another day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I have a question for the ladies that are listening. Would you pay someone to catch your man cheating on Instagram? A Spanish model by the name of Carolina Lecker. She works for Playboy. She's making $2,000 a pop to honey trap husbands.
What the fuck?
Right now, she's raking in $6,000 a week.
Oh,
by the way, if your man doesn't cheat, she refunds you the money.
What?
So if he's loyal, you get your money back. If he's a cheater, you gotta pay.
Isn't this what they call entrapment?
No, it's called honey trapping. I just told you.
That's so cold, though, because then you got to pay her and you lose your husband.
No, thank you to her. Why waste all your time
so
in your
what are
life
we going to sue this lady? Because this is basically a down in the DM. That's what she...
That, no, why sue her. Thank her for teaching us. We should be charging. Why are we doing this for free?
Speaking of free, this couple here thought that they could live inside a Target for free overnight.
What?
So last month, they thought it was going to be a silly prank. I'm going to let them tell you about it right now.
You guys, do not attempt what we attempt at home. We are entertainers, okay, you guys? We are risking trespassing.
Yes.
I don't know what else can happen after that. I don't know if it's just a fine, if we're getting arrested. I don't really know.
She sounds like she don't know a lot. There's a lot she doesn't know.
Well, I do know one thing. They now might be going to jail. The couple hid behind some boxes at the Pennsylvania Target before closing, and they posted their overnight adventure. They basically thought they were Natalie Portman from that one movie where she hid
where
in the Walmart.
Is.
Yes.
She had the Walmart baby.
Well, it's not working out for them because instead they were charged with conspiracy trespassing, and it was all in the name of chasing clout. You know what the part that really got me, though?
What?
Is they're like, we're entertainers. I'm like, no, you're on YouTube. You do that for free.
Stupid. You're trying to be an entertainer.
All right. Well, you know, when chasing clout goes wrong, sometimes you catch him or catch them all in my man Vince's story. Let's go to Georgia, where Vince was arrested after he qualified for a PPP loan and used $57,000 of his $85,000 that he was awarded on a Pokemon card.
No. The government caught him.
Yeah, they caught him, and now he's being sentenced to 3 years in jail, and he has to pay back the $85,000 that he was awarded from the Small Business Administration.
Sad, but he's not going to be the only one, because you know there's a lot of people pushing new cars and pushing new. They went and spent that money. Like,
should have been pushing P instead. Okay. Question: what was the card?
It was a Charizard card, and actually, the government confiscated that as well too.
So they're going to be auctioning it off?
Yes.
I guess the cops really are going to catch them all.
I guess so.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We all remember when Jamie Foxx was hospitalized suddenly, and he's never talked about it. Well, he's ready to open up now. All right, let's discuss. Anthony A, set it off with celebrity birthdays first.
We got Famous Dex celebrating his birthday.
Hey.
Idris Elba, Lil Xan, Asher Angel, and Instagram star Lana Rhodes celebrating her birthday as well.
Before we move on, I do want to say yesterday we lost Rich Homie Quan, and I just feel so sad by it. We wish his family peace during this very difficult time.
Quan.
All right, here inside the T-Mobile studios, we're going to talk about Jamie Foxx. He is opening up about what happened to him when he was hospitalized, saying, I'll tell you see everything on stage.
Oh.
That means he wants a Netflix or Amazon or some kind of deal.
Is he going to start doing stand-up again yet?
I could definitely see him coming back to the stand-up stage.
And of course we ask Anthony, as the in-house comedian, he's going to come with it with the knowledge.
As the authority on comedy, Anthony, I mean, I would think he would be huge.
Yeah, I think he would be huge. And he has like really talented people in his corner, especially when it comes to the stand-up. Mm-hmm. I have actually worked with some of the people who were on the Jamie Foxx show with him. So there's definitely a village to support him. And who wouldn't want to hear what he has to say? Plus, it's almost more of like a one-man show.
In my opinion, Jamie Foxx, Justin Timberlake, and Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, are the three most talented people in the industry.
I agree with that, DJ Automatic, because they are triple threats. They don't just do one acting or one music or one. They all do various types of entertainment. I see Jamie Foxx with his piano in front of him, doing a monologue, doing comedy and entertainment at a whole different level while telling this story.
You just sold me a ticket.
Jamie, call me. Call me. Let me represent you. You think some people are going to disagree with you saying that those three are the top, though? Because back in the day, just think about Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis, and even someone like, I know this is odd that I just threw her name out, Selena Gomez. Did singing, dancing, movies, all of it. Well, and for some reason, people
want to... I
crazy that
nobody's mentioned Lady Gaga. That's wild
Gaga,
to me.
Sorry,
here's someone else. Hold on. Jennifer Lopez. Hate all you want, but that's exactly what she does.
You just unsold me that ticket.
Oh,
don't make
DJ
me
Automatic.
Say something mean, dog. Don't make me do that.
I love Jennifer Lopez. I don't understand the hate. She's done so much for women in the industry.
You mean to tell me you think Lady Gaga can... hold on. I can't even get it out of my mouth. You mean to tell me you think Jennifer Lopez can hold vocals to Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, or Jamie Foxx?
I don't want you pitting women against each other, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.